Welcome to the introduction to Franklin Covey's new workshop. We call it Focus, Achieving Your Highest Priorities. In researching the needs of customers like you, we found that the demands and stresses of today's life are significantly different than they were even as little as 5 or 6 years ago. Many of you are having even more trouble balancing your professional and your personal lives than ever in the past, and it's not getting any easier. Changes in the global arena and economy have had tremendous impact on how we lead our lives. Organizations are searching for ways to help employees become more engaged, more productive at work, and still find energy for their personal lives as well. We found that many people are unsure of exactly what their highest priorities are, both at work and at home. Technology has played an increasingly powerful role in how people manage their time. Desktop planning systems, PDAs, paper planners, as well as ever-increasing types of wireless technology and software offer a multitude of ways for us to keep track of our lives, our tasks, appointments, notes, and contacts. Have you ever struggled with figuring out how to integrate those types of tools when you use more than one? Most of us have. It can be a bit overwhelming and tricky at times to make it all work. I often wonder if technology is really making our lives easier or more complicated. I'll tell you one thing I'm certain about. Technology is a great servant, but a horrible master. Franklin Covey's new Focus Workshop is the culmination of many months of research and development. In fact, many years of thinking and context understanding. We knew your needs were changing as were ours. We wanted to meet your needs and the needs of your organization. We based the content of this audio and workshop on the results of our research and balanced that with proven principles that we know will help you move toward achieving your highest priorities. People like you have been asking for solutions from Franklin Covey, experts on time and life management. You want skills and tools that are more directly focused on organizational issues. And this is it. Again, we call it Focus, Achieving Your Highest Priorities. In this audio, we will present an introduction and overview of our new Focus workshop, and we've woven organizational examples throughout. Our goal is to give you the skills and tools you need so you can focus on your highest priorities and manage your time and your life better. Most people can relate to what I call three generations of time management. Each generation builds on the one before it and moves toward greater efficiency and control. The first generation is based on reminders. It's about simple checklists and notes that you carry with you daily in the hope that by the end of the day, you will have accomplished many of the things you have set out to do. If you have, you can check them off your list. If you haven't, you simply put them on your list for tomorrow. The second generation of time management is characterized by calendars and appointment books. It's much more about planning and preparation. If you operate in this generation, you typically make appointments, write down your commitments, identify deadlines, and make notes of where meetings are held, etc. If you're really good, you may even keep some of this information in a computer or network. The third generation approach is planning, prioritizing, and controlling. In this generation, you spend time clarifying your values and priorities, and you set goals for yourself. You also typically prioritize your activities on a daily basis. Time management is good, especially the third generation of time management. But clearly, there is a need for a fourth generation. At Franklin Covey, we advocate this fourth generation of time management, one that embraces the strengths of the other three, eliminates their weaknesses, and moves beyond. We can do that by creating paradigms that will create quality of life results. What do I mean by that? Quality of life results are things like relationship building, knowing and doing what's truly important rather than what's only urgent. If you're going to achieve your highest priorities, That is your first things. You need to operate from a fourth generation paradigm. In our research, we have found that many people are asking, okay, I want to focus on my priorities, but how do I actually do it? How do I become more productive? How do I ensure that at the end of the day, I've really made a difference, made a contribution, and focused my time on my highest priorities? Great questions. If you've ever asked yourself any of these questions, this audio presenting the Focus Workshop is right on target for you. During the course of the workshop, we help you identify, focus on, and execute your highest priorities. There's a poem written by Anonymous. I've never been able to figure out who that is, but he or she is sure prolific. It's called The Runaround Dilemma. It pretty much states where the pain is for many of us. Quote, because we don't know what is really important to us, everything seems important. Because everything seems important, we have to do everything. Other people, unfortunately, see us as doing everything, so they expect us to do everything. But doing everything keeps us so busy, we don't have time to think about what is really important to us. Unquote. So how do you figure out what's really important? In this audio, my good friend and master facilitator, Steve Jones, will spend time helping you understand the difference between urgent and important things through the use of the time matrix. It's a very powerful tool. The time matrix will give you an excellent idea of where you spend most of your time, as well as it helps you understand the benefits of spending more time in what we call Quadrant 2, the quadrant of leadership. Spending time in Quadrant 2 produces innumerable benefits. Improved relationships, better health, higher quality output, and an increased capacity to deal with all of the other quadrants. You see, the key is to let importance, not urgency, drive your life. Another key concept in the workshop is our planning process, the productivity pyramid. The pyramid is the most stable geometric form used in vertical construction because of its strong foundational base. The base of the productivity pyramid is identify values. Why? Because our values represent what matters to us. They are the source of our passion in life and of all of our choices, all of our decisions. They spring from our values. When your values drive your planning process, you will feel the satisfaction that comes from achieving your highest priorities. The second tier in the pyramid is called set goals. Once you identify your values, you can begin to create the blueprints, that is the plans, based on your highest priorities or values. The third tier, plan weekly, is a simple 20 to 30 minute process that helps you block out time for your goals and for your highest priority relationships and responsibilities. In the plan daily portion of the pyramid, you learn about a 5 to 10 minute planning process. Those few minutes a day will ensure that your key priorities for today remain in sight while you effectively juggle other competing priorities. They also give you an opportunity to change and to adapt based on changing realities, but you still stay fundamentally focused on your key priorities. The power of the productivity pyramid lies in what it offers. That is, a high level of focus and concentration so that you can achieve your highest priorities. We are committed to providing you with suggestions and options for creating your own personal planning system. A planning system customized and designed to work for you. How do you make sure that your system is your servant and not your master? Simply by making sure it is three things: integrated, mobile, and personalized. To integrate means to ensure that all components of your planning system are working together, minimizing redundancy, maximizing effectiveness. Your planning system also needs to be mobile. That is something you carry with you, so that you always have access to your tasks, appointments, notes, contacts, and so forth. And it pretty much goes without saying that your planning system should be easy to use and to fit your personal lifestyle. If it isn't, you simply won't use it. We're here to help you with these things and others. Now that I've given you just a little taste of what to expect as you listen to this audio, let me introduce Steve Jones, who will take you through the Focus Workshop.